أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب صدق الله العظيم. In this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions that Allah yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Allah Ta'ala draws to him whomsoever Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wishes. There's one is a person has to make an effort. And the other is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala selects and Allah Ta'ala chooses whomsoever Allah Ta'ala wishes. Nubuwat, a person cannot make an effort and become a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives nubuwat to whomsoever He wishes. يَقْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَعَ. Allah Ta'ala chooses out of His mercy whomsoever Allah Ta'ala wishes. The Sahaba that became the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, اِخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِصُحْبَةِ نَبِيِّهِ. Allah Ta'ala chose them for the sohbat and the companionship of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In a similar manner, wilayat also, becoming the friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sometimes this is the choice of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala chooses whomsoever Allah Ta'ala wishes. No effort from the person. Allah chooses him. Allah makes him his wali. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. And Allah Ta'ala guides to him whoever turns to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in repentance. So the other way is that a person, he makes a little bit of effort, he cries before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah, I want to make you happy, I want to please you, Allah. I want you to be happy with me. So he makes effort, and after going through some difficulty, some hardship, making sacrifice, then comes the time where Allah Ta'ala also pulls this person, and Allah Ta'ala makes him his friend. But on condition that a person has to be mukhlis, a person has to be sincere. Shaitan was never sincere. That's why he never became the wali of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah makes jazb, Allah Ta'ala pulls a person, then that person is never mardood, he is never ever rejected again. Therefore we have to make dua continuously to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, you pull us, Ya Allah. Pull our families, pull our children. Make us all your friends. Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Hardoi Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion he was in Allahabad. What is it, Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali? This I'm quoting from the kitab of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, is no work of mine. So he was in Allahabad. So one person was sick. So the Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he said, come, let's go and visit this particular person. So the Maulana Barawul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and the Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they were going to visit him. So then Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, see, there's a certain friend of mine, he was a Hakim Sulaiman, that if he finds out we went to visit this particular person and we didn't take him along, then he'll be very upset. So let's take him with us. So they went to this person's home. So they found out he was sleeping. So normally we shouldn't inconvenience, disturb a person that is sleeping for no reason. But if this person found out that he was left behind, he would be upset. So now it was permissible to wake him up. So they said, wake him up. So they woke him up. When they woke him up, then he came outside. So Zimrana Brahul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, he said, see, you were sleeping. You had no intention of going. You had no intention. We came here, we woke you up and took you out. This is what you call jazb. Allah Ta'ala pulls a person. You have no intention also. Allah Ta'ala pulls you, Allah makes you His beloved. Musa alayhi salam, he's returning from Madian. He's coming to Misr late at night. It's a cold night. He doesn't know the way also. As he is walking, إِذْرَآ نَارَى, suddenly Musa alayhi salam sees a fire. فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِ إِمْكُثُ, he told his family, you wait here. You wait here. إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارَى, it's a safe fire. لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِقَبَسْ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدَى, maybe I'll bring you some fire from there. A brand of fire, I'll bring it for you. Or I will find some guide that is seated there by the fire. He will show us the way to Misr. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى, when Musa alayhi salam came there. Now the announcement is made from the side of Allah Ta'ala. Oh Musa, إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكَ فَخْلَعْنَ عَلَيْكَ, I am your Rabb. Remove your shoe, O Musa. إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى, you are in the sacred valley of Tu'a. What Musa alayhi salam went for? He went for fire. He went to look for a guide. Allah made judge. Allah Ta'ala pulled Musa alayhi salam. Ya Musa alayhi salam is blessed with nubuwat. This is that pull from the side of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes a person has got some financial problem. Or he's got some domestic problem. Or he needs one ta'weez. Somebody says, certain buzruk is in a certain area, go there. He went there for a ta'weez. He went there to discuss his problem. But he heard the bayan, he sat in the discourse. Allah Ta'ala made that a means of pulling this person. When he finishes up there, he has become the wali and the friend of Allah Ta'ala. So this is jazz. Now when Hakim Sahib came out, so the car was parked at a distance. So they start walking towards the car. So when they walked to the car, they came to the car. Then they opened the car doors. Now they sat down in the car. So Zimran Abraul Haq Sahib Hardoi Rahmatullahi said, he said, this is what you call suluk. This is called suluk. That see, you made a little bit of effort. You walked a little bit. And you came to the car. And then you sat down in the car. So exactly the same way, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَا يُنِيبُ. A person, he makes a little bit of effort. He turns to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He goes to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then when Allah Ta'ala opens the doors, then his person now becomes the wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the ulama have written, he was the first person of this ummah that Allah Ta'ala made jazb upon. Allah Ta'ala pulled. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was 16 years old. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time he was 18 years of age. So they met in Makkah al-Mukarramah. When they met, the two of them, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, they clicked, they became the best of friends. Every day Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would meet. Now Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala undertook a journey, he went to Sham. And in Sham, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala sees a dream. So now he wants the interpretation of the dream. So there are many ulama of the previous ummah at that time. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala went to one of them. So he asked him, Min aina anta? Where have you come from? He said, Min Makkah. Aish anta? What are you? He says, Tajir, I'm a businessman. Min ayyi qabilatin? Which tribe have you come from? Min Quraysh. I'm from the Quraysh. So he tells Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala that this dream that you have seen, if this dream is true, يُبْعَثُ نَبِيٌّ مِّن قَوْمِكَ تَكُونُ وَزِيرَهُ فِي حَيَاتِهِ وَخَلِيفَتَهُ بَعْدَ وَفَاتِهِ. That a Nabi is going to be appointed from your qawm, from your people. You will be the minister of this Nabi in his lifetime and his Khalifa after his demise. It is mentioned, فَأَسَرَّهَا أَبُو بَكْرٍ مِنَ الْقَائِنَاتِ كُلِّهَا. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala kept this a secret. He hid it from the entire mankind. He didn't tell anybody about it. Now came the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached the age of 40. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala now is 38 years old. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in the cave of Hira. Jibreel alayhi salam comes down. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Iqra' wa rabbuka al-akram. Alladhi allama bil qalam. Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. The first five verses of Iqra revealed. These verses of the Quran Sharif were so great, They abrogated the Torah. These verses of the Quran Sharif had abrogated the Injil. These verses of the Quran Sharif, they abrogated the Zabur. All previous scriptures were now abrogated. And this became the Kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This became our constitution till the day of Qiyamah. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes out. And he goes to visit his friend Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So he tells Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala that I have been appointed as a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala asked him, he said, مَا الدَّلِيلُ عَلَى مَا تَدَّعِي. Ya Rasulullah, that you are claiming you're a Nabi of Allah. What is the dalil and the proof of your claim that you're a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? رُؤْيَاكَ الَّتِي رَأَيْتَ بِالشَّعْمِ. That dream of yours you saw in Sham, that is the dalil and that is the proof that I am a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which nobody knew about. It is mentioned, فَعَانَقَهُ. He embraced Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had so much of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this friendship that people have in dunya, this comes from alam arwah. Those, so to say, those that clicked, those that had friendship, that recognized one another, became familiar with one another in alam arwah, that friendship transferred into dunya. And those that didn't clicked in Alam-e Arwah. They couldn't get along in Alam-e Arwah. In dunya also, they can't get along. Many a time, the person will say, I got no problem with the man. I got no problem. He's a very good man, a man of good akhlaq. It's just that we can't heat it up. Why? You didn't click there, so you can't click over here. فَمَا تَعَارَفَ مِنْهَا اِخْتَلَفَ وَمَا تَنَاكَرَ مِنْهَا اِخْتَلَفَ. So this is from Alam-e Arwah. So he embraced Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not only this, where a person is born from, the stand, where his stand has been taken from, that is where a person is going to be returned. Where the stand, the Mubarak stand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken from, next to that was the stand of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And next to that, the stand of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So not only was he the companion of Nabi alayhi salam in his lifetime, when he passed away also, he became the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَعَانَقَهُ He embraced Nabi alayhi salam. وَقَبَّلَهُ مَا بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ Between the eyes on the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he kissed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned there are two occasions where Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala kissed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his forehead. This was one occasion, and the second was when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left this dunya and Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was lying down. On this occasion also, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala came and kissed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his forehead. So this was jazm. Allah ta'ala pulled Nabi alayhi Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He showed him that dream in Sham. So at the time when Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam claimed nubuwat, it was very easy for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala now to accept it. The Islam of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, this was also jazb. Allah ta'ala pulled Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salam was desirous that Umar radiallahu ta'ala accept Islam. He would make dua. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab aw bi Abi Jahl ibn Hisham. Oh Allah, give izzah, give honor to Islam through Umar radiallahu ta'ala or through Abu Jahl. Allahumma ayyid al-Islam bi ahabbi al-rajulain. Oh Allah, assist Islam with the most beloved of one of the two men. Either Abu Jahl or Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Later on, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in riwayat it comes that he was informed that Umar radiallahu ta'ala is going to be blessed. When he was informed that Umar radiallahu ta'ala is going to be blessed with Islam, then he would make dua to Allah ta'ala. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab khasatan. Allah, give izzat and honor to Islam khasatan, particularly through Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So it is mentioned when 39 people had already accepted Islam, the leaders of the kuffar are seated together. Abu Jahl, he had a lot of hatred for Nabi alayhi salam. Abu Lahab, Utbah. And amongst the younger ones, it was Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he had a lot of hatred for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they are discussing that if we're going to allow things to progress, then Islam is going to spread throughout the Arabian Peninsula. We need to put a stop to it. So Abu Jahl comes into Josh. He becomes a bit emotional. And what does he say? That person that will kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, falahu mi'atu ibilin, mi'atu naqatin hamra wa sawda. That person that will kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, na'udhu billah, I'm prepared to give him 100 camels and 1,000 awqiya of silver. So Umar radiallahu anhu stands up. He says, are these only words? Are these only words, or is there reality to this also? So Abu Jahl says that there's reality. I'm prepared to give 100 camels and 1,000 awqiya of silver to that person that brings an end to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Umar radiallahu anhu takes him to the Kaaba Sharif. And there is a deity that they had by the name of Habal. So he makes Habal the witness that you bear witness that if I kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, na'udhu billah, Abu Jahl will pay me for this. And thereafter he proceeds. But Allah Ta'ala wanted to pull Umar radiallahu ta'ala also. As he is proceeding, he comes by a particular area where there are goats that are grazing. So there he hears a voice. He hears a voice, somebody is saying, that leave, O people, leave all these deities and hasten towards Islam. Leave the deities and hasten towards Islam. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala passes by this area. He comes to a second area where there was a deity. There was a god of this, an idol, by the name of Zimar. And from this Zimar, there is a voice that is coming out and encouraging Umar radiallahu ta'ala to accept Islam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala proceeds further. This was all pull. Allah ta'ala was pulling Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He went one step further. He meets a person by the name of Na'im bin Abdullah. So Na'im bin Abdullah asked Umar radiallahu ta'ala, oh Umar, where are you going? They knew the temperament of Umar. He was very angry on this occasion. Where are you going, Umar? I'm going to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he tries to divert the attention of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala is not interested. So he says that look at your own family then. Your brother-in-law, your sister, they have accepted Islam. So immediately he goes to the home of his sister. They are reciting Quran, learning Quran by the Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala. We know the incident. Quickly Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala hides away. They put the Quran away. Umar radiallahu ta'ala comes in. And then he asks them, what were you reading? His sister tries to divert the attention of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He says, don't lie. I know that you people have accepted Islam. And he hits his brother-in-law. His sister comes in between. He hits her. She is reading. They tell him, oh Umar, do what you want to do. We will never forsake this religion and this deen. So then Umar radiallahu ta'ala took pity. Allah ta'ala had already inclined the heart of Umar. He said, show me the Quran Sharif. They said, his sister said, you're not worthy of holding the Quran. You are impure. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. Only a clean person can touch the Quran Sharif. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala goes, he takes ghusl, he comes back, opens the Quran Sharif. According to one narration it comes, he opens the verses of Surah Taha, إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعَبُدْنِي. That verily I am Allah, there is no deity except me. Therefore make my ibadat. And according to another narration it comes, he opened Surah Hadid, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Whatever is in the heavens, whatever is in the earth, all glorify and praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah is almighty, Allah ta'ala is all wise. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, how great these verses are. So beautiful these verses are. Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala hears the comment of Umar, he comes out. Oh Umar, it seems like the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in favor of you has been accepted. Dua is made on Wednesday, this happens on Thursday. So he tells Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala, take me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa. At that time Nabi alayhi salam is in Darul Arqam. Darul Arqam is where? Near Safa, where Safa is today. In that area Darul Arqam was there was a house. On it was written, Haza Darul Arqam. So he says, take me to Darul Arqam. So Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala takes him. Sahaba that are in Darul Arqam, they see Umar coming. And there's a sword hanging on the shoulder of Umar, on the neck of Umar. Unsheathed sword. And they knew the temperament of Umar. Sahaba began shaking. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala is there. The lion of Allah. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala says, if Umar has good intentions, then let him come. If he wants to accept Islam, in other words, no problem. But if Umar has bad intentions, I will use the same sword to behead Umar. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala comes. He knocks at the door. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes forward. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes forward, he grabs Umar radiallahu ta'ala by the collar. He grabs Umar and he jerks Umar. One jerk of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar radiallahu ta'ala fell to his knees. At the time when he caught Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salam standing on one side, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala standing on the other side, that this is Umar. Nabi alayhi salam jerks him, he falls to his feet. And then he says, oh Umar, how long are you going to remain in this jahiliyyah of yours? Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah, I have come as your slave. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. It comes in narration. فَكَبَّرَ أَهْلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ تَكْبِيرَةً سُمِعَتْ مِنْ مَكَّةَ. That the people, the Muslims, they said the takbir, Allahu Akbar, so loudly that the people of Makkah heard the takbir from Darul Arqam. And according to another narration it comes, فَكَبَّرَ أَهْلُ الدَّارِ تَكْبِيرَةً. That the people of the home, the people of Darul Nadwa, the people, they called out the takbir so loudly. سَمِعَ أَهْلُ الْمَسْجِدْ. The entire area where Kaaba Sharif was, everybody heard the takbir. فَاسْتَبْشَرَ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ بِإِسْلَامِ عُمَرِ. The people of the inhabitants of the heavens, they celebrated and rejoiced at the Islam of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. How Allah ta'ala pulled Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Now that Umar radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam, he asked Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, are we not on haq? Nabi alayhi salam said, definitely we are on haq. He said, then we should go to the Kaaba Sharif and openly we should perform our salah. He put 20 sahaba in one line, another 20 sahaba in the second line. In front of one line, Umar radiallahu ta'ala stands. In front of the second line, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala stands. Nabi alayhi salam is put in between and they go to the Kaaba Sharif and salah is now performed openly in front of everyone. This happened at the Islam of Umar. Allah ta'ala revealed verses, Ya ayyuhan nabi, hasbukallah wa mani taba'aka minal mu'mineen. O Nabi of Allah, that Allah is sufficient for you. And whoever follows you from the believers, meaning that now that you got the support of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, you got your support in dunya also. But that one judge, when Allah Ta'ala pulled Umar radiallahu ta'ala, now look how Umar radiallahu ta'ala transformed. Time is very limited. I will try and cut it fine, inshallah, cut it short. Umar radiallahu ta'ala has so much of love from this point for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he couldn't tolerate anyone coming suspicious, coming even close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they would go in jihad on the battlefield, Umar radiallahu ta'ala would be watching Nabi alayhi salam, that even a suspicious person mustn't come close to Nabi alayhi salam. One day there were two kuffar, they were in the hatim, they were sitting and talking. Safwan bin Umayyah and Umair bin Wahab, the two of them, they're sitting and talking in the hatim. So they're saying that after the battle of Badr, we lost our leaders. So life has become joyless, there's no happiness anymore. And then Umair bin Wahab, he tells Safwan bin Umayyah, if I didn't have a family to take care of, and I didn't have my debt that I had to settle, I would undertake the task of bringing an end to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Safwan bin Umayyah said, I'll take care of your family. And whatever debts you had, I'm prepared to pay all the debts. So he went and he took a sword, he dipped the sword in poison, he gives it to Umair bin Wahab, he says, you go to Madinatul Munawwarah. He goes to Madinah Sharif. And he waits outside Masjid al-Nabawi. Umar radiallahu ta'ala is passing. He sees a suspicious person. He pounces on him. He takes the sword out of his hand. He grabs him by his neck and he brings him before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi sallam asked him, why have you come? So he tries to speak like Nabi alayhi sallam said, you have come with this particular intention. He is amazed. How does Nabi alayhi sallam know that I have come with this intention? He recites kalima hi tashikla. Once a Jew and a munafiq, they had a dispute. So the Jew says, let's go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi sallam will make the decision in this matter. The munafiq says, no, let's go to Ka'b ibn Ashraf, the leader of the Jews. Finally, they come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi sallam passes the verdict in favor of the Jew because he was on haq. So the munafiq, who outwardly, he expresses himself, exposes himself as a Muslim, he says that, na'udhu billah, the decision of Nabi alayhi sallam was incorrect. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to incline you towards Islam. That is why he has given the verdict in your favor. Let's go to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. They come to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. The case is put before Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So the Jew says to Umar radiallahu ta'ala, before you make a decision in this matter, let me tell you, we have gone to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has already ruled in favor of me. He asked the munafiq, is this true? Munafiq says, it's true. He says, wait here. He goes in the home. He brings a sword. He beheads the munafiq. And he says, هَكَذَا أَقْضِي لِمَنْ لَمْ يَرْضَى بِقَضَاءِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. This is how I will decide for a person that is not happy and pleased with the decision of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So much of love he had for Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. And Allah Ta'ala blesses Umar رضي الله عنه very greatly. It is mentioned, such foresight Allah Ta'ala had given him on one occasion is the Khilafat of Umar رضي الله عنه. Ali رضي الله عنه sees a dream. In the dream that Ali radiallahu ta'ala sees, it's the khilafat of Rasulullah, it's the nubuwat of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the imam of Masjid al-Nabawi. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala performs salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam terminates and completes his salah, he faces the congregation and he reclines against the mihrab. So one lady comes to Masjid al-Nabawi, she comes with a tray of dates. This tray of dates is placed before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes one date and he puts it in the mouth of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala now, he's enjoying on one side the companionship of Nabi alayhi salam, and on the other side he's enjoying the date. And then Nabi alayhi salam takes a second date and he puts it in the mouth of Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and then he distributes the date now amongst the sahaba. Just then the Fajr Azan is called. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala wakes up. The sweetness of the date is still in the mouth of Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He still hasn't had enough companionship and sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he proceeds to the masjid. He comes to the masjid. He performs his salah behind Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. After salah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala turns around exactly as Nabi alayhi salam turned around in the dream. He faces the congregation and he places his back against the mihrab. Ali radiallahu ta'ala is on the verge of narrating his dream to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. The very same lady that he saw in the dream, that same lady comes to the masjid with a tray of dates and she places it before Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala takes one date And he puts it into the mouth of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Now the same sweetness that he had in the dream, he's experiencing the same sweetness here. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu takes a second date and he puts it into the mouth of Ali radiallahu anhu, as Nabi alayhi salam done. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, increase me, give me one more date. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you one more in the dream, I would have given you one more. Amazed! Ali radiallahu anhu is amazed. Nobody knows about this dream. How does Umar radiallahu anhu know? Umar radiallahu anhu says, a mu'min he sees with the nur of iman. This was the iman of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. There was a kafir by the name of Aswad Anasi. He claimed nubuwat, na'udhu billah. He claimed nubuwat. So he asked Abu Muslim Khawlani. He said, do you accept that I am a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Abu Muslim Khawlani said, I do not accept you're a Nabi of Allah. It is mentioned, he lit a fire. He threw Abu Muslim Khawlani into the fire. He threw him into the fire. No harm. The fire didn't burn him in the least bit. He came out perfectly intact. So Aswad Anasi, he exiled him from Yemen. He was from Yemen. So exiled him from Yemen. So he undertakes a journey and he comes to Madinatul Munawwara. He doesn't know Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He has never seen Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala has never seen him. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala sees Abu Muslim Khawlani, he just looks at him and he says that you are the person Aswad Anasi threw into the fire. And then he gets up and he goes and embraces him. He embraces him. And he says, I make shukr to Allah ta'ala that Allah ta'ala kept me alive. And Allah Ta'ala gave me the opportunity to meet you before I leave this world. Your example is like Khalilullah Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when he was thrown into the fire. He didn't know him. He was from Yemen. But look at what foresight Allah Ta'ala had blessed Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Now in spite of having such a high position, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was continuously concerned of his Islah. To the extent that when Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala, when they had laid siege to Baytul Muqaddas, it is mentioned the Pope came to them and spoke to them on various occasions. He said, look, one person has been mentioned in our Torah. If this person comes forward, we will hand over the keys of Baytul Muqaddas. But as long as this person doesn't come forward, he says that this war can carry on for years and years, you will never get control over Baytul Muqaddas. So after many months, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala, he writes a letter to Umar radiallahu ta'ala requesting him to come to Baytul Muqaddas. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala comes, he meets Sahaba at a certain point. He's wearing a sheet that has 15 patches on it, 14 to 15 patches. And he comes on his camel. So Sahaba tells Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, change this. Wear good clothing, ride a horse. It will have an impact on these people. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that we are a nation Allah ta'ala gave us izzat through Islam. Our izzat has not been kept in expensive clothing. Our izzat is in the obedience of Allah ta'ala. But to please the Sahaba, he put on good clothing and he got onto the horse. Now the horse starts galloping, it starts running. After a while, Umar radiallahu ta'ala senses that the horse is now proud. There's pride in the horse. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala tells the horse that where did you get this pride? Where did you get this arrogance from? He jumps off the horse. He says, you almost destroyed me because of your pride and arrogance. This would have come into me, I would have been destroyed tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala goes forward. When they come to the gates of Baytul Muqaddas, he tells Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala that call the Pope and the senior people. Let me talk to them. So the Pope is called. The ruler of Baytul Muqaddas came and some leaders had come. So they stopped at a certain point and they said that bring your Khalifa and your Amirul Mu'mineen to us now. We want to examine your Khalifa. So it is mentioned, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu put out that same sheet with that 14 to 15 patches. And then they enter Baytul Muqaddas. When they come close to the Pope, so Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu says, this is our Amir al-Mu'mineen. He screams. He said, Wallahi alladhi najitu na'atahu wa sifatahu fi kutubina. I take a qasam by Allah that this is the man whose qualities and whose description we find in our kitabs. So they told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, we prepared to pay jizya to you, but leave us safe in this country. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he made sajda, he fell in sajda on the camel. He cried to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, go, you people are free, you can stay over here. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he became the Khalifa, then he would place his feet. He would sit on that seat of the minbar where Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala would place his feet. So somebody told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, that Amirul Mu'mineen, sit one stay higher, go a little higher. So he said, Allah ta'ala has kept my position at the feet of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. I will sit at the feet of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. One day a delegation came to meet Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala sees to them. When he finishes his meeting, he takes a water bag, he puts it onto his shoulder, he fetches water, and he takes it to the home of some poor person, and he gives the water to him. So they told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you could have appointed anyone, they could have fulfilled this task for you. Why is it that you had to do it yourself? He said, when these people came, a little bit of pride came into me. Greatness came into me, that I am busy meeting with big, big delegations. He said, for my Islam and for my reformation, I have done this. How particular Umar radiallahu ta'ala was of his Islam. It is mentioned Umar radiallahu ta'ala, in his time when he was Amirul Mu'mineen, a normal person would be able to wake up and question Umar radiallahu ta'ala. One day he is delivering the Jummah khutbah. Whilst he is delivering the khutbah, one person, he stands up, normal person in the congregation, he says, O Amirul Mu'mineen, the spoils of war came in yesterday. In the spoils of war, there were two pieces of material. How come these two pieces of material have come in your share? How come you are wearing these two pieces of material today? Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, you have spoken the truth. Imagine the Khalifa of the time, masjid is full, and a normal person is questioning him, how come you are wearing these two pieces of material? He says, oh Abdullah, referring to his son, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, oh Abdullah, stand up and respond to this person. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala stands up. He says, my father does not have two pieces of material to cover himself to lead the Jummah Salah. He says, I took my piece of material and gave my father, and he wore one of his own pieces of material, and that is how he has come to the masjid. And according to another narration, it comes, Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that I washed my set of clothing. I didn't have sufficient clothing to lead the salah, so I borrowed this clothing, and that is how I have come to the masjid. The person said, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, you may now continue with your khutbah. We will listen to your khutbah and we will obey you. This is how a normal person could stand up. Hazrat Jarud radiallahu ta'ala, he's coming out of Masjid al-Nabawi with Umar radiallahu ta'ala. They meet one woman, elderly woman. The elderly woman tells Umar radiallahu ta'ala, oh Umar, remember the time in the Barkat of Ukaz, you were referred to as Umair, the small Umar. Then came the time where you were referred to as Umar. Today the time has come where you are Amirul Mu'mineen. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to the subjects of the country, and conduct yourself with them in a good way. Hazrat Jarud radiallahu ta'ala says to Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he tells this woman, he says, you have showed disrespect to the Amirul Mu'mineen and the Khalifa of the time. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, leave her, do you know who this woman is? He says, this is Khawla bint Hakim. This is Khawla bint Hakim. When she spoke, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listened to her above the seven heavens, referring to the first verse of the 28th para, where she complained to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when Allah ta'ala can listen to her, then Umar has a greater right now to listen to this woman. On another occasion, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he delayed Sahaba. He told Sahaba, wait here, she wanted to speak to him. So when he went back to Sahaba, they said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, for this old lady you delayed us. Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, you know the position of this woman. That if she kept me here the whole night, I would have stayed here the whole night. If the time of Salah had come in, I would have gone, I would have performed my Salah, and then I would have returned to her and listened to her for the remainder of the night. Umar radiallahu ta'ala never had takalluk in him. Never pretended like I know something. Very straightforward, honest person. If he didn't know something, I don't know it. Once he read the ayat of the Quran, فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيَا حَبَّا, that we grow in the ground, grains, all different grains come up. وَعِنَبَا وَقَدْبَا, grapes we grow. وَقَدْبَا, vegetables. وَزَيْتُونَ وَنَخْلَا, olives. وَزَيْتُونَ وَنَخْلَا, and date palms. وَحَدَائِكَ غُلْبَا, dense gardens and orchards. وَفَاكِهَةَ وَأَبَّا, fruit and fodder. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِيَنْعَامِكُمْ, this is for your benefit and the benefit of your animals. Umar radiallahu ta'ala read this verse. And he said, we all know the meaning of it. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, I take a qasam and I say, that what is Abba? in this verse of the Quran, I don't know the meaning of it. And he said, this is pretending, where we don't know the meaning of something, but we show other people that we know the meaning of this particular ayat of the Quran or whatever it might be. And he says, what you know, make amal on it. And what you don't know, then leave this for Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. So this is how Umar radiallahu ta'ala was concerned of his Islam every moment of his life. But this all, when Allah ta'ala pulled Umar radiallahu ta'ala, where Allah ta'ala had elevated the position of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, there's no time. What connection he had with Allah, how when Umar radiallahu ta'ala would just lift up his hand and make dua, there was drought in Madinatul Munawwara, and there there was rain. One sahabi comes after a few days, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we were on the outskirts, there a cloud had gathered above us. From there the voice came, that, oh Umar, you have requested for rain, here the rain has come for you also. So we should make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala pulls us. One person, it is mentioned, he was in debt. A lot of debt. So he needed money to pay those debts. So somebody told him, 1,000 miles away from here, there is a very generous person. Go there, whatever your debt is, this person will settle your debt. Imagine in those days now, he undertakes a journey of 1,000 miles. 1,000 miles. And he reaches his destination at Asr time. When he reaches the Asr time, he reads his Asr namaz, he's informed that this particular person, who was a very generous person, he has passed away and they're burying this person. Imagine how he must have felt. He read Maghrib namaz and he cried so much that due to intense crying, he was tired also, he fell off to sleep. Now he sees a dream. In the dream, he sees Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala tells him in the dream, that go back home, and in your grandfather's room, if you have to dig up, there's so much of treasure that is hidden there, that you'll be able to settle all your debt, and you will live a good life also thereafter. There's so much of wealth that is there. So in the dream, he asked Allah Ta'ala, he says, Ya Allah, why you made me travel 1,000 miles? 1,000 miles, whereas it was in my grandfather's room. So the answer was given to him, if you didn't undergo this difficulty, you didn't travel, you wouldn't have made qadr of it. Now that you have traveled 1,000 miles, you'll know the value of the treasure that is in your grandfather's room. So sometimes a person, he has to make effort to get Allah Ta'ala, a person has to go through difficulty, sacrifice, and then finally a person gets Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ There are certain moments of Allah Ta'ala. فَتَعَرَّضُوا لِنَفَحَاتِ اللَّهِ Pay attention to these moments of Allah. We don't know when is this moment of Allah. Person all the time has to be asking. The heart should be yearning all the time. When that moment strikes and Allah Ta'ala pulls, finish, the work of a person is then done. I'll terminate on this one incident. That in the time of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he's traveling, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, perhaps he was walking, and he came across a person by the name of Zazan. He was a singer. So he had a very beautiful voice. So he was singing, people all around him. So he says, Ma ahsana hadha as-sawt. What a beautiful voice this is. If I had this voice, I would recite Quran Sharif in this voice. So Zazan, he stopped. He stopped there and there. He said, who is this man? He said, hadha sahibu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, what's his name? So he said, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. What did he say? He said that if he had this voice that you have, then he would have utilized his voice to recite Quran Sharif. That was the moment Allah Ta'ala's rahmat now struck. It is mentioned there and there he broke all the musical instruments. Now Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala starts crying. So people ask Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, so why are you crying, Abdullah bin Mas'ud? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says that a person has made tawbah. He has made tawbah. The moment a man makes tawbah, he is crowned with wilayat. He is given the crown of wilayat. He is a friend of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. And now that he is the friend of Allah Ta'ala, Allah's friend, Allah's wali is crying. How can Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala not be crying? So therefore I'm crying because the wali of Allah Ta'ala is crying. And it's mentioned day after, he stayed with Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala and he became a great wali of his time. So this just when Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala wants to pull a person, at any given time, Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala can pull a person. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala make jazb of all of us, our families and the entire ummah, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.